The hills look over to the south, and southward dreams the sea. And with the sea breeze, hand in hand, came innocence and she. Where mid the gorse the raspberry red for the gatherer springs, two children did we stray and talk, wise, idle, childish things. She listened with big lips surprise, breast deep mid flower and spine. Her skin was like the grape whose veins ran milk instead of wine. It's the blackbird that you can hear now. Beautiful. Really is beautiful, the blackbird. Have you ever been up Edge Lane? It's easy to find. If I find that by accident, I was going the wrong way. And it leads roughly from Heppenstall. It's just a single track. It's tarmac, but only for so far, only about a quarter of a mile, and then after that it's anything, you know, it's just firm. And that's good going up there, because when you get to the top, you overlook Gorfell Reservoir, and you can look at the pack horse. But it's a fair walk up Edge Lane. Andrew and I used to go up a lot. And then you can turn left when you get to the top, and it's a circular walk, which is excellent, really, because you come back down Edge Lane itself. But on the way there, you go over up what they call Heppenstall Moor, and it's excellent walking, it really is. It's a lovely walk, is that.
A grey silence abounds. It is louder than the fast-flowing water below. The occasional birdsong stirs my thoughts as I move amongst what was and is. Clogs clatter up the hillside and off into the past. Histories lie amongst the storpoils. Worn into each step is an echo of those who have passed through. I hear them all. The Celtic weaves the in-between. I turn to see no presence of who I was then. All is now. But we are there in the silence and the trodden as we march forward to that meeting place. I hear your voice and the starling stills. Another step and I stop. My breath is taken by the elementals as I see you. Your essence peeking through the naked landscape. Then I remember it all. There is no bird song, just you and your stillness. I hear your voice, and there is such comfort in your tales. You have been here before. We have walked these hills apart. Here are the bricks and mortar of life. What remains after flesh is no more. Memories encased in the evergreen here in fragmented form. They lig in the rubble of the starling. Open your eyes and see the in-between.